IP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Biden administration says 26 million people have applied and 16 million have been approved to have up to $20,000 in federal student loans forgiven. But Sagar Magane reports the program may not withstand the Supreme Court's scrutiny.
Lower courts have blocked the plan, estimated to cost $400 billion over 30 years. The high court's conservatives appear skeptical of the administration's right to use the COVID-19 emergency to broadly cancel debt. From Chief Justice John Roberts, who several times mentioned the program's cost,
$500 billion,
to Justice Brett Kavanaugh, suggesting the administration simply bypassed Congress's refusal to authorize the program by creating a massive new one.
And that seems problematic.
The president's only hope for moving forward with the plan appears to be the slim chance that the court rules the individuals and states challenging the program do not have the legal right to sue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency have found uranium particles in Iran's underground Fordo nuclear site enriched up to 83.7%. That's in a confidential report to member states. It's likely to further raise tensions with the West, also angered over Tehran providing attack drones to Russia. Meantime, Russia was on the receiving end of drone attacks Tuesday. One got within 60 miles of Moscow. President Vladimir Putin has ordered border defenses be tightened. Lisa Dwyer reports the federal government is suing a Louisiana chemical maker.
The lawsuit accuses Denka Performance Elastomer of emitting the carcinogen chloroprene in such high concentrations that it poses an unacceptable cancer risk to the nearby majority black community. There's an elementary school a half mile from the plant. Chloroprene is a liquid raw material used to produce neoprene.
This is AP News. China says it's been open and transparent in the search for the origin of COVID-19. Arita Foley has a look.
COVID-19 has killed almost 7 million people worldwide, but we still don't know exactly how it started. That question's gotten new attention, and now an angry China is pushing back against any talk that the pandemic likely began there in a leak from a lab. The U.S. Department of Energy concluded that, although with low confidence, according to a classified report, U.S. officials and members of Congress say China has not been entirely cooperative in the search for the origins of COVID. Beijing is now saying politicizing the issue of virus tracing will not smear China, but will only damage the U.S.'s own credibility. I'm Rita Foley.
China's also reacting to the U.S. ban on the TikTok app on government phones, the foreign ministry saying it reflects Washington's own insecurities. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.